Late in the Third Era, Gemmatropolis was considered a place of relative peace among the four nations. It was once a mythical land of trade, diversity, and culture, torn by war a few decades prior. Now each nation sat in discomfort, not knowing who to trust. The nations grew apart, trapped in the medieval times, relying on foreign trade and allies less as they became more individual. The nations were named after the individual jewels they worshipped. There was the wealthy Topaz Nation, the wise Sapphire Nation, the powerful Emerald Nation, and the spiteful Ruby Nation. The Ruby Nation was not trusted, as it was the nation that had attempted to invade the other nations, an invasion led by the power-hungry and evil Ruby Emperor Cranium. It was dubbed the Ruby War, quite fittingly after the nation responsible for starting it. The invasion ultimately failed only a few hours after it started. It resulted in thousands of deaths and a hatred that stained the future of the Ruby Nation. The Emperor died during the short war, but not in the way you would think. What could have provoked the Emperor to commit such acts could have something to do with the very thing every nation relies on. The raw, unequal phenomenon known as magic. It was a powerful and strange force, for once a person reached the age of maturity, they were granted with magic, allowing them to modify physics in their favor with an arsenal of spells, curses, and charms. But of course the magic is not permanent. A person can only use magic until they grow old and frail. Each nation's population possesses a unique type of magic. Emerald magic is mainly focused on healing, knowledgeful spells. The Sapphire Nation is focused on construction and taming spells. The Topaz Nation is focused on summoning and defense spells. And the Ruby Nation is focused on attack and destruction. There are more nations that not many people know about. But there are folk tales that say their magic is the most powerful, as they are focused on illusion, deception, and other strange spells. But those nations are isolated, far away. There is one spot located at the very center point of Gemmatropolis, which each nation is settled around. It is called Ravenna. In a field of basalt and magma surrounding a giant volcano whose eruption occurs only every 1,000 rots, indicating the end of each era, this place is almost always infested with horrible, foul, man-eating creatures called Gemmatros. Every nation has Gemmatros, some more dangerous than others, but the most horrible are located in Ravenna. There was a strange rule each nation was forced to obey. There were different types of Gemmatros: Sapphire Gemmatros, Emerald Gemmatros, Ruby Gemmatros, and Topaz. A Topaz Gemmatro couldn't be killed with Topaz, the same with Emerald ones, who couldn't be killed with Emerald magic. This forced each nation to defend themselves from Gemmatros with primitive weapons, such as swords, bows, and spears. Ravenna is a graveyard, which still holds scars from the Ruby War, littered with skeletal remains, dressed in rusting steel armor, some even still impaled with arrows and swords protruding from their decaying bodies. The Topaz, Emerald, and Sapphire Nations try to maintain peace, making sure the Ruby Nation doesn't ever start another war. The best way, they figured, was to practically starve the Ruby Nation, giving it giant, unpayable fines. This led to the vast population of the Ruby Nation growing poor and desperate, resulting in an explosion of crime and thievery throughout the Ruby Nation. Currency was also a major part of each nation's development. The currency used was the corresponding gem for each nation. For example, rubies, the shiny, blood-colored gemstones, were used as payment within the Ruby Nation. This meant each nation's currency was unequal. Rubies are considered next to worthless compared to emeralds, as they are far rarer and more valuable. One emerald would be the equivalent of about 20 fat rubies. Different gemstones had different values within each nation, and rubies were at the bottom of the chart, adding to the reason the Ruby Nation was starving. Sometime later, the new Ruby Emperor was crowned, Emperor Maroon, son of deceased Emperor Cranium. He was left with all the responsibility of the Ruby Nation, which had collapsed into poverty thanks to his father. And so, the only logical thing the new and inexperienced Ruby Emperor could think of was to mine more rubies within the nation to pay off these fines other nations were demanding. And that's exactly where it all started. With two young miners deep below the Ruby Nation, two regular boys, friends from the beginning, waiting for the day they would discover something that would change their lives and Gemmatropolis forever.